Acknowledging God for all He does in your life is the mark of being truly successful, and promotion is a result of that gratitude. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George Pearson's is back with us again, and we are hearing some good things. This one we're coming up on is promotion. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
Promotion, God's way.
Yep.
Now, if you're interested in promotion, you don't want to miss it. If you're not interested in promotion, go get your head examined, because promotion
right.
is good.
That's right. It is God's will for us to
That's
be promoted.
Right.
Thank
it
you
is.
For having me on this
oh,
week.
Oh, George, we're glad to
I'm looking
you.
Forward to our time next week together.
Amen.
And those of you that have been following us for all of these years, you know that we make all of the outlines available to you. You can just go to kcm.org and go to the picture of Glory and Me, click onto it, and it'll take you to the outlines that we're preaching on this series here.
Yes.
And it will also take you to all of the outlines, all of the ones that we've done for
Praise
all of
God.
These years on prosperity. And we are talking about promotion. We're talking about, and this is what I had in my heart for the people for these 2 weeks that we have, is that the Lord wants us to have a promotion mentality, that it is His desire that we advance,
That's
that
right.
we rise up, that we continue to develop and go from glory to glory,
Amen.
From faith to faith, from level to level. And He has supernatural favor, opportunities, open doors
yeah. Yeah.
that are available to us. And He wants to see His body, He wants to see His people get the
That's
best
right.
positions, have the best raises. He wants some billionaires out there,
Amen.
A lot of billionaires
I'll volunteer.
Out there. Yeah, me too. But He's teaching us here about promotion, what it takes, mm-hmm. the fact that it is the will of God. And Gloria, what I thought we would do.
Let me add this
yeah,
before
please.
You go to something else.
Please.
What is another word for promotion? Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
the blessing that
That's
works.
Right.
And you're when you yield a promotion, you're letting the blessing come out.
That's right.
Do what?
That's right.
It's called to do.
When God spoke the blessing over Adam, over man,
yeah.
that was promotion.
That was,
he said, I
was
want
it?
You to
yeah.
be fruitful and multiply, replenish mm-hmm. the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. Well, He was imparting that blessing to him, and that He was, as Brother Copeland has said before, He wanted Adam to expand the Garden of Eden all over the world and the
yes,
universe, to
right.
take it everywhere
it.
He went. That is producing fruit. He wants us to be fruit producers. He wants us to be producing fruit, and He wants us to have the best jobs. He
That's
wants
right.
us to be leading in these companies and these corporations that need godly wisdom.
Yes.
In the same way that Joseph led Egypt, he led a nation with godly wisdom. Well, He's looking for people like us
Amen.
To do the same. He wants us to be promoted. And so we're developing that mentality, that inner understanding and revelation that it is God's will for us to be promoted.
That's right.
Well, what we did, Gloria, I have before Gloria here, she and I both have this, it's a summary of what we've been talking about since Monday. And I just want to go through it quickly, Gloria, and I'll start with this day one.
Okay.
On the first day, on Monday, we talked about God's will is promotion, and that the Lord, one of the ways that the Lord prospers us is through our work. It's through our vocation.
Our calling.
Our calling, exactly. And in Psalm 90, 17, in the God's Word translation, it says, make us successful in everything
Praise
we do.
God. What a great scripture.
Make us, Lord, successful mm-hmm. in everything that we do. And then the foundation scripture for what we've been teaching on is Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7. This is the Living Bible. Promotion and power come from nowhere on earth, but only from God.
Isn't that a marvelous
mm-hmm.
scripture?
It is. Ooh. It is. He promotes one and He deposes another. So
and
last Monday,
one of the versions says He puts down.
He puts down.
Another.
Yeah. And a good example of that, we read it yesterday, talking about David and Saul. God was yeah. done with Saul.
Yeah.
He had just pushed his limit.
That's right.
And it was time for him to go. So He removed him from that position and He replaced him. And He replaced him with a shepherd. He replaced him with somebody who had a heart to fulfill the will of God.
But somebody who knew him.
Who knew him. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.
David recognized God.
That's exactly right. And that's why we've been praying over Mr. Trump that he is choosing the right people in those positions in our government.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, exciting things are happening in our nation. And we keep praying for our nation, keep believing for our nation. But I'll tell you something. I believe that there are promotions. I believe, thus I say that there are people in the Senate and the House that need to be removed because they're doing no good for our nation. And I believe we're going to be seeing the time where those people are removed and they're replaced. They're replaced by born-again, Spirit-filled, Bible-believing, Word of God standing people who will do what God desires to be done in this nation.
Amen.
So we discovered last Monday that it is God's will for you to be promoted. Now, on Tuesday, Gloria, why don't you go through that with us, day two.
Okay. Prosperity always accompanies promotion. Mm-hmm. You're not going to prosper. I mean, unless you get promoted, you're probably not going to be in prosperity.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
God's will for us is to advance and receive responsibility with raises and bonuses. And you're probably not going to be promoted unless you do a good job.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Matthew 25:21 in the New King James Version says, "You were faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things." Mm-hmm. Now, as I look back upon our lives, I see that was true. He lets you grow, and you come up to a level.
Yep, yep.
And if you're faithful there, you grow and you come up to another level. And if you keep going. But if you're not faithful, you stagnate.
You stagnate.
If you don't do what God says or follow His lead or spend time in His Word where you can hear from heaven, you just stay where you are or worse.
Yes.
You get worse off.
Yep. Well, you had just mentioned that and something came to my mind that we read some of these last Tuesday, but we didn't finish. And these were some of the people who were promoted and started at very small positions in a corporation. Let me read this to you.
I've got this here.
This is interesting. This is the Xerox Corporation. And I don't know anything really about the people themselves, but I just looked up online just various people who started in low positions who eventually became the leaders of the company. Well, this woman named Ann Mulcahy started out as a field sales representative of Xerox Corporation in 1976. She was named CEO in August of 2001 and then chairman in January of 2002. So she was faithful. Evidently, she was faithful over a few things.
Yeah.
Well, she eventually became the chairman of Xerox. Well, listen to this. Ursula Burns began at Xerox in the summer of 1980 as a mechanical engineering intern. She became the CEO in June of 2009 and the chairman of May of 2010.
Wow.
Gloria, she came in as an intern.
What about George? What about Pastor George?
What about Pastor George?
Pastor George
came
this
to
place.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries in May of 1976.
And your first job?
My first job actually was to insert a cassette and a flyer into a envelope, and actually was the flyer that Brother Copeland, you and Kenneth were sending out, where the Lord spoke to him and said, "The Lord has spoken to me, and He's told me to get this uncompromised word of faith on every available voice, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around."
Yes.
And that was my first job.
And you were faithful.
And I was faithful with it. Now, Kenneth brought me in to start the in-house art department. But the day that I sat down with him before I started my job, he said, "George, now you're also going to be traveling on the road. Are you willing to work the book tables?" "Yes, sir, I am willing to work the book tables." "Are you willing to tear down after we're done?" "Yes, sir, I'm willing to tear down." He said that if a truck backs up to the building out here and they need help unloading it, will you help them unloading it. And I said, yes, sir.
Isn't
and
that
so I
interesting.
Did that. And I did that and started.
He who is faithful over a little will be
faithful over a little.
Much.
And then from there, I was the art director, and then the editorial director left, and so you all made me the editorial director. So I
Here's
took
what we
it
said
became
over and over and over. Let George do it. Yeah, let George do it.
So I
and
became
he did it.
I became the publications director, and then this
You're
was
moving on up.
I walked by a little room out there at Lake Arlington when we were out there, and I was walking by this office, and Doug, your brother, stepped out, pulled me in, pointed at a little keyboard and said, can you play that? I said, yeah. He said, you're going on the road to play that. So it was a synthesizer. It was the first synthesizer. So I did that. And then I became the executive director in 1988.
Now you're moving on up.
And then became the pastor in 1993. And then in 2010... Gloria Copeland asked me to do 2 weeks of broadcast because she couldn't do them herself. And I did 2 weeks of broadcast on prosperity and made the notes available. And you called me the week after it aired and said, George, I have a brilliant idea. Why don't you come and do broadcast with me and you can bring your notes? And so over 260 broadcasts later, it did work.
Help people.
But
That's point, great.
Point being, I started out stuffing envelopes. That was my...
You were faithful over little.
I was faithful over little.
God made you ruler over much.
Over much.
So you might think, well, I don't have a very important job. It's important. If it's your job, it's important. And you treat it that way. And you begin to do things that you don't even have to do, but just do what God tells you to do in that job and be faithful. You'll get promoted.
If I could put anything into young people about that, that would be... Do not despise small beginnings.
That's what the Word says.
Do your best. Be faithful at it.
Yeah.
You know, when I was at ORU, I went and I applied as an artist in their graphic department. And Gloria, this is interesting. They had a stack of applications to do that. And out of all those applications, he chose me. And I became very close with the art director. Now, this is interesting because the Lord is always preparing you.
Yes.
He's always getting you ready for something that's coming up. What you're doing right now is preparation for the next promotion or for the next level.
Be faithful where you are.
When I was at faithful where you are. Mm-hmm. When I was at ORU, I had no idea that this is what was happening. But the Lord basically showed me the end from the beginning. Gloria, I was at Oral Roberts University at the height of Oral Roberts television ministry. Terry was there. I met her. She was taking TV. And even more than the classes that I was in, the German that I was taking or the history class that I was in, I was observing a ministry that the Lord was going to take me and bring me to you. He showed me the end from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of what we're doing now is what Oral was doing back then without the university part.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is that whatever stage of life that you're at, you are always in a state of preparation. The Lord is always preparing you and qualifying
That's
you.
That's right.
And this is a wild thing, too, going to ORU and being a student there and just serving however I could. I was around some phenomenal things, Gloria. I got to watch Oral Roberts up close doing his television broadcasts and things like that. And
what a
the
blessing.
Funny thing about it was I eventually became chairman of the board at Oral Roberts University. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
It's amazing.
See?
It's amazing.
Promotion. It's
promotion.
You know, the Bible says promotion comes from above. Do
it
you
does.
Believe that?
Yes, it
I
does.
Believe it
it does.
Do.
Well, on Wednesday we talked about this day three, God's system of promotion. The world's system of promotion is self-advancement with no regard for God or others. God's system of promotion is trusting Him to set us where we are most valuable to the kingdom.
That's right.
He's going to put you.
In His will.
In Genesis 12:2, it says to Abram, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
Praise God.
So in all of the promotions that we are in, and you know something? I'll tell you, Gloria, my... I think about this often because this is one of my favorite scriptures. And this is what I tell people that work here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I am among you as one who serves.
Amen.
After 41 years, that is still my scripture. I am among you as one who serves. Number one, it keeps pride from setting in. Number two, it keeps your heart right with God and others. And number three, it always keeps you in line for promotion.
Praise God.
If you do what Jesus did, and that was to be a servant, then you're going to continue to be promoted.
That's exactly right. That's good, George. That's good insight.
Tell us about day four.
Day four, God sent Samuel to Jesse to locate a replacement for King Saul.
Mm-hmm.
1 Samuel 16:7, man looks on the outward, God looks on the heart.
Yeah, that's it.
See this right here, but it says, I think we might have already mentioned it, promotion comes from above. That's where God looks.
Psalm 75.
He looks and sees what's in there.
He sees
if you're ready for a promotion.
That's right.
Or if promotion, you know, sometimes promotion damages people.
It does.
They're not ready for it.
That promotion's not ready for you. That's interesting.
I believe you're ready, George.
Oh, good, good. I'll take it.
Man looks on the outward, God looks on the heart. I have found David in Acts 13:22. I have found David, a man after my own heart. Promotion is a result and not a goal. Promotion is not something we seek. It's a harvest we reap.
There you go.
Oh, that's good,
there you go.
Lord.
Promotion
like
is not something we seek. It's a harvest we reap. What are we sowing?
What is it from? Being faithful,
mm-hmm.
doing what you're told,
mm-hmm.
being faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Not being a griper
yep.
or a complainer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, Gloria, how much time do I have left? A what? Oh, a minute and a half.
Go ahead.
I'll just ignore him for a moment. I was on the road early on when I came here, and I won't tell you who or what, but I was called to a hotel room when I was at the first year I was on the road with Kenneth. I was called to one of the hotel rooms with one of our workers who was over some things, and he said, "We're going on strike."
Oh, no, George, I never heard that story.
Going on strike? Are you kidding me? He said, he didn't like another leader that was on the road. And so he was telling me and another guy, he said, "We're going on strike tonight." And tonight was the start of the meeting. And I looked at the other guy that I was with, and we just started laughing, and we walked out the door. On strike.
I never heard that
Are you
story.
Kidding me? Are
You'd
you
be going on more than strike.
Yeah.
You'd be gone.
I'd be gone.
But he hadn't been around very long.
No, he wasn't around. No, promotion is not something we seek. It's a harvest that we reap. And then, Gloria, we're going to leave it with this because this is what we're going to do next week.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the five prerequisites to promotion.
Oh, that'll be
next
good.
Week.
Oh, people don't miss that.
And we're going to take one each day. To be promoted, you've got to have a servant's heart. You have to walk in humility. You must be diligent.
Yes.
You must be faithful.
Yes.
And you must be a person of integrity.
Praise God. I look forward to that.
So we're going to cover that all next week, and you're going to qualify for promotion.
Amen. Don't miss it. George and I'll be right back.
My name's Pete Ford, and I'm from all over. Right now, it happens to be Northern California. That's where I retired from the military. I don't ever remember not knowing about KCM, right? You can remember what are your first thoughts as a little person. My pop was a minister, and I remember listening to Papa Kenneth talk as early as hearing my mom and my pop. And I was the oldest of three boys, and I knew I wanted to go to college, and I knew that unless I got a scholarship, you know, that it turns out a minister doesn't usually just have a lot of cash to send you to whatever school. So I applied to the Air Force Academy and got accepted, and I took my first airplane ride to the Air Force Academy. And during that time there, I got to start flying either little bitty single engine airplanes or gliders. And it's like some people strap into airplanes and other people strap them on. And you realize it's just a natural extension of what you want to do and who you are. And that was it for me. And just the joy of aviation became a natural part of this. And I'd never known that I was. I just knew I wanted to get an education. And that's when I realized this is a lot of fun. It was 8 or 9 flying tours, 5 combat tours, mostly over the Middle East. The airplane is an air-to-air airplane only. Became an instructor in that, and then an advanced instructor in that. And I enjoyed teaching the airplane and teaching the air-to-air mission. And so it just kept continuing. I wasn't necessarily ever looking for promotion as much as I was looking for flying. And then as you get a little more maturity, you realize, if I'm going to get to continue to fly, or if I'm going to get a chance to really fulfill the calling that I've set aside here, then some of the promotion needs to happen as well. And man, I've screwed it up so much. I really have just bogged it down in some cases where I sought for my own glory, or I tried to see or search for the next airplane ride more than just for his presence. So that maturity, as you get older, you start to realize, I see what you're doing here, Lord. I've done this for me, but you had your purpose in it. So the more you keep seeking his presence, the more it opens up. And so 26 years later, I realized that, you know, his mercy is new every morning, and I needed it every morning and in the afternoon and the evening too. And he just continued to bless us as we put our hand forward. And at the end of it, come in as a lieutenant, and you end up going through several levels of command, and I retired as a colonel. I think there's a often misunderstood principle that we presuppose that your spirit, your soul, and your body are aligned for his purpose. And I think we can get sideways pretty quickly. Instead of being spirit man driven, we can turn it sideways and pretend we're spirit man driven, but we're actually body driven, right? Or my mind and my will and my emotion are my will, not your will be done, right? I can pretend it's your will, but it's really mine. And that piece of flip-flopping between whether you're spirit man driven or you're emotional or willful or mental or physically driven is a hard thing to continue to ask. Lord, what am I doing this for? Is it your will be done? So in that promotion world, so many times promotion, we can pretend was, this was God's plan. No, you just wanted to be promoted for your sake. And I've done that plenty. But when I want to spend more time in his presence, when I want to just know you better, when my spirit man is the first thing that wakes me up in the morning and puts me to bed at night, and it's your presence that I'm seeking, he sets a promotion rate. He sets a promotion plan. Things that do or don't look like promotion don't matter. It's the presence that counts. So being promoted into his presence, more time with him, that's real promotion. That's the joy, right? Being with the Lord. And then the other pieces and parts of what happens naturally after that is, okay, God will add financial pieces. God will add beautiful airplanes to it, right? Because I just wanted to go fly. The fact that I got to fly a supersonic airplane upside down, are you kidding? Yeah, and do it a lot? Okay, yeah, I'll take that, right? And then you get to get promoted to the next set of ranks. Well, I wasn't looking for that, but okay, I'll take it. And then you get to command men and women that are loving what they're doing, and okay, that's pretty fun too. So that was not in my original plan, but it happened because it was also in his presence where that consideration, that understanding, that wisdom, that purpose gets really settled, and then promotion follows afterwards.
Promotion is not something that we seek. Promotion is a harvest that we reap.
That's a good thing, Joel.
Harvest,
well said.
Harvest is so big with God. Sowing and reaping is how the kingdom of God operates. And when you sow to the Spirit, and when you sow the right things in your life, you're going to reap the right results.
Yeah.
And the scripture that we have here is in Galatians chapter 6, "Be not deceived, God's not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." So as you sow your seed into the ministry, as you sow your offerings, not only to this ministry, to other ministries, to your church, you can believe God. And when we read sometimes this verse 7, it almost seems like God's upset. "Be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he reap. But if you sow good things, then you will reap good things." If you sow,
that's right.
If
whatsoever
you,
it says.
Whatsoever.
A man sows.
That's good, Gloria. Whatsoever a man sows.
That shall he reap.
That shall he reap. So that applies to our finances. As we sow finances, we're going to reap those finances. If we sow a servant's heart,
yes,
we are going to reap the benefits of the promotion of a servant. If we sow diligence, if we sow hard work.
If we sow healing.
If we sow healing, then we're going to receive that healing.
Yep.
So let's pray right now and let's agree over everyone that is watching us that there is massive harvest. Father,
praise
in Jesus'
God.
Name, I thank you.
Yes,
as
Lord.
They give, it shall be given back to them. Good measure, pressed down,
God.
Shaken together,
yes.
shall men give into their bosom.
Harvest.
And Father, we thank you for all of the partners and all of their giving. Lord, we thank you for the hundredfold return that is working
you,
on their
Lord.
Behalf. And Father, we praise you that every bill is paid, every
yes,
need is met,
amen.
Every debt is paid in full. And Father, there's more than enough left over.
Amen.
We are furnished in abundance for every good
praise
work and
God.
Charitable donation.
Thank you.
Father,
Lord.
We receive that today
yes,
in Jesus'
bless
name.
Bless the people. Oh,
amen
in
and
Jesus
amen.
Name.
Praise
amen.
God. Praise
way to
God.
Go, George. Hallelujah. Thank you, partners. We love and appreciate you. To watch any of the broadcasts this week, go to kcm.org or our Roku channel. You don't have any excuse. Go to church this weekend. Go to a good church that preaches the Word of God. A good church like Eagle Mountain International Church.
There you go.
With Pastor George and Terry. Next week, we're going to talk about what it takes to be promoted. That sounds
mm-hmm.
good, George.
It's going to be good.
Day 6 will be a servant's heart. And we're going to have that next week. Mm-hmm. Don't miss it.
That's
this
right.
is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Rejoice and shout out loud, the best is yet to come! The best is yet to come! For God is good! And His mercy endures forever! God is good!
June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. June 22nd through 24th, join us for Miracles on the Mountain with Billy Burke at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. June 29th through July 1st, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the Toronto Victory Campaign at Atwell Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. July 31st through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.